שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר סמכם בבניין שלם,
We are reading the article Delight Them with a Complete Structure, article number 55, in from Rabash. You can send questions, relevant questions may be aired. Delight Them with a Complete Structure.
סמכם בבניין שלם. סמכם בבניין שלם, ויש להבין...
Delight them with a complete structure. We should understand the meaning of an incomplete structure. After all, an incomplete structure is unfit for anything. We should interpret that a time of Kedusha is a structure when a person builds in his heart a place for installing Kedusha. There are two forces in man's heart, the good inclination and the evil inclination. An incomplete structure means that one can be a servant of the Creator only with the good inclination, which is vessels of bestowal. While a complete structure means that he can serve the Creator also with the evil inclination, as our sages said, with all your heart, with both your inclinations.
The Creator, the source of good, the source of bestowal, love, connection, and he created the created being. He made the created being opposite of himself so that the created being, first of all, will exist, because otherwise he would be swallowed up in the Creator if he was also in the good inclination. And when he stands opposite the Creator with the evil inclination, either his evil inclination, so he is more conspicuous, more of a created being. And so the Creator created the created being in a form that resembles him, the Creator, but it is opposite to him. And a person begins to feel during his development how much he is more and more evil. He doesn't detect that he's the opposite of the Creator. People in this world, they feel that the more they develop, as it says, adding reason, adding pain. There are many concerns. What do we call that? Adding possessions, adding concerns, etc. Meaning the more a person develops, or he develops his possession, his, by that ultimately he has more concerns, more problems. By that he doesn't become complete, calm, and attaining the essence of creation, that actually there he would discover himself as being in a state of absolute rest, with all the understanding and feeling and connection and adhesion with the whole of nature. Therefore, the Creator created us in such a form that we develop with the evil inclination, and we begin to discover increase our problems, our troubles. And this in itself gradually brings us back to the corrections. Either we start discovering it on our own through the blows, or we receive truly from heaven, through special people, this explanation towards the right approach to life, that it is worthwhile for us to balance the evil in us, and then through these two forces, as standing on two legs, we can reach wholeness. There cannot be wholeness only with the good inclination, because that's the Creator, and with the evil inclination, it's truly a disaster. Only by us balancing these two forces, such that as much as we have the evil inclination, we correct it through the good inclination, and we use both of them. This is called the middle line. This is why joy can be only with a complete structure that comprises two opposite forces that work together. This is why it is written, delight them with a complete structure. We should understand the meaning of a complete structure or an incomplete structure. After all, an incomplete structure is unfit for anything. What do you have from something that is ruined? We should interpret that a time of Kedusha, holiness, is a complete structure when a person builds in his heart a place for installing Kedusha. A person wants to build inside of himself some place for understanding, for feeling. What does it mean, Kedusha? What does it mean, spirituality? What does it mean, the upper one, eternity? Because this is actually the whole of man. Because there are two forces in man's heart, the good inclination and the evil inclination. An incomplete structure means that the Creator only with the good inclination. To bestow in order to bestow, meaning he restricts his will to receive, and he works above his will to receive, only where he can give, bestow, not to use himself from within, but rather outside of himself. He does good things for people, but not by giving himself to that. So this is called that he can be the servant of the Creator only with the good inclination, which is vessels of bestowal. To bestow in order to bestow, we call it. But a complete structure means that he can serve the Creator, meaning in order to the work of the Creator. Also with the evil inclination. So that his whole ego, all of his bad qualities, he can invert them to use them for the good. This already is something great. It's a great person if he's capable of working with himself in that way. He has to go through the recognition of it, that he knows the evil in each and every one of his qualities gradually. He can invert it to be in order to bestow. And in such a way, he reaches a state where he serves the Creator with both your inclinations. With the inclination to bestow in order to bestow, and also with the evil inclination to receive in order.
Sí, buenas tardes, Rab. Gracias por darme la oportunidad de preguntar. ¿Cómo podemos realizar una...
Good evening, Rab. Thank you for allowing me to ask. How can we implement, build a complete and correct structure in the Ten?
By me starting to look at the friends, that they are examples, both for the bad and also for the good, that the Creator placed before me. And then I take the example from them of how I need to change in order to relate to them in the best possible way. It's not that I do it in actuality, immediately, right now, towards them, but rather, for the meantime, I need to learn that the friends are images that I see in my emotions, in my senses, and I must accept them in this way, that this is how it comes to me from the Creator. And if I establish myself correctly in my relation to them, behind them stands the Creator. We'll be able to reach a state where I will also relate to Him correctly. Otherwise, I won't know. I can fantasize in all kinds of different imaginations of mine, how to relate to the Creator, how to speak to Him, what to do. And here, with the friends, it is something that is certain and simple. You see them before you. You see in which form, negative or positive or in between, you relate to them. So imagine to yourself this state where the Creator is standing behind them and He is establishing for you these images. And you need to learn upon them how to relate to Him. And about that, we have lots of materials, what to do. Rabash writes about it, Bala Sulam writes about it, that I need to connect with them to be as one man in one heart. That's at the end. But gradually to reach it, that we build a society, a group, and we build mutual support. And we use the emotion and the intellect of each one such that each one helps his friend. And to be in that each one helps the others in order to direct them to the right direction, to the right approach. And with support from each one to each and every one. So this is how we learn. And when each and everyone relates in this way to the group, by that we build the system of Arvut, which actually is a system of complete mutual help of people who want to establish between them the Creator, to the extent that they are able to establish such a state between them, such relations between them, of bestowal of connection, support, up to love. According to that, they begin to feel how much the Creator is revealed in these relations. In a nefesh of nefesh, ruach of nefesh, neshama of nefesh, Chaya of Nefesh, Yechida of Nefesh. And this is how they complete the first degree of coming closer to the Creator, discovering the Creator between them. And after that, more. Of Ruach, of Chaya of Ruach, Yechida of Ruach. They complete the second degree, and so on. And 125 degrees. It is all in that they connect between them and they search for how to reach the revelation of such relations which are mutual bestowal, mutual support, up to mutual love. And then on all of these degrees on which they climb in the internal emotional connection between them, this is how they discover the Creator between them. The relations between them, those are called the revelation of the Creator between them.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот ты пытаешься почувствовать вот так вот соединенную десятку товарищей в ней.
You try to feel the ten connected and the friends in it. But what's added to this sense of connection with the friends to discover, like you say, Nefesh of Nefesh, Nefesh of Ruach, and the rest of the degrees?
Only connection between us in order to give him contentment by that from us. That's it. To make the Creator happy by us connecting. Like good children who play between them nicely in order to make mom happy.
Можно ли так сказать, что если я помогаю товарищам
If I may, I would like to clarify. If I help the friends in org setting up this connection, making this place in my actions, does that bring the light?
Of course, there are many actions in that a person can perform, from actions that are more connected to closer to connection to actions that only support action. But nevertheless, it's worthwhile to do whatever we can. Anything that is in your power and ability to do, do it. Okay?
Need? The form of work of correcting the evil inclination by the good inclination, is that also in the first stage, meaning the incomplete structure?
We work on the structure, on connecting ourselves with which forces of bestowal and mutual support when we put together the system of our root, mutual responsibility. This is the structure where each one supports the others and everyone builds this system, this network, which is a complete that is supported by each and every one to the extent that each one is incorporated in the other. As much as possible, he wants to support the other and he cares for the other to that extent, he is in bestow. So to that extent, the Creator is with him, helping him, supporting him, and filling his efforts. And this is how we build the structure.
What's the difference between then the correction of the evil inclination by the good inclination in each of the stages of correction?
It's the fact that we use both the evil inclination and the good inclination in order to correct everything. The good inclination is that we establish the system of binah, the system of bestowal above the will to receive. This is called working with coarseness of shorish, root, and aleph, one, and a little bit of bet, two. And when we start working with the evil inclination, also in order to bestow, this is already the degree of zat, the bottom seven of binah, which is Chokhmah and Keter, Ozer, Anpin, and Malchut, according to the coarseness. So there we also work nation in order to bestow. And we discover the lights of the Zat of Binah, Zer, Anpin, and Malchut, meaning the lights of the Gar, the first three of the Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida.
And for us now, the close degree of correcting the evil inclination by the good inclination, what would that mean?
For us, it means to reach Nefesh of Nefesh, which means that we want to be connected between us in such a way that we will feel that we exist in a single system, that we have a heartfelt connection between us, on each other, we support each other, and in this way we advance from one day to the next, more and more.
Thank you.
Focus group.
Why is the joy only in a complete structure?
Can we rejoice with, in what other way do we? By us connecting above our ego, we build from the evil inclination, from the stones, from the stony heart, we build a structure where the Creator can be. This is called a Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, being against the friend, that's my vessels of reception? How do the vessels of reception relate to the evil inclination?
I cannot be truly against the friend, but rather if we disagree on something, well, if it's corporeal, then we can scrutinize that in the group. But if it is spiritual, then I need to work on it.
А, дорогой Раф, а вот вы сказали, что здание строим из камней, из каменного сердца. А как? Казалось бы, что мы ж...
You said we build the structure from the stony heart. How? We need to overcome, rise above that.
Well, don't take this example in a corporeal way that present from this you build the building, the structure. Don't do it this way. I realize you're an architect and you're beginning to think already in according to your profession. But rather, we try to connect our hearts, and even though they're all different, they're all contradictory, they're all repelled from each other, and we nevertheless want to bring them closer so that if they will work together in one structure, and they'll hold the building in a complete manner, even though they're all contradictory. This is how we build the walls and everything that is inside of the building, such that each and every part is contradictory to what is next to it. However, we hold them together more and more and more so that they will work in harmony between them. And this is how we build the structure and maintain it. In its form, we reach up to the completion of the entire structure, up to the end of correction. And along the way, we, of course, always have problems how to hold ourselves more and more, like the students of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill each other, and they had great fights. It is all along the way to the correct building. And we also have in our history such records of how much they would discover the hatred, such that they couldn't even understand from where does such an eruption of hatred come among the friends that earlier were together for years and nothing happened. Well, they were a little bit just like among all people, and here suddenly such a great hatred appears, and it's truly like between evil, bad animals that can't stand each other, they're willing to kill each other. It's truly the revelation of evil that happens along the way between people. It's very high, very great. And one who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater. And therefore, among people who are destined for the great spiritual work, they have a very big evil inclination. And it is revealed in such a way that they can't do anything with it. The Creator, He only is capable of it. And we need to understand how much here what we need to do is only to bow down and ask, and most importantly is patience. Is patience. More and more and more to give the Creator an opportunity to work on us, to change the evil inclination from one day to the next, to correct to some extent between us, and we from one day to the next begin more and more to get to know who we are and how to ask and how to use His help, etc. It's not simple. But we will go through this, don't you worry. The Creator make sure that you will be.
А вот в строительстве здания мы вначале работаем с добрым началом, а потом со злым или попеременно?
In building the structure, first we work with the good inclination and then the evil inclination, or we alternate frequently?
Let's put it this way. I'm not going to tell you that first it's the good inclination, the evil inclination. We don't have in us the good inclination. We begin with the evil inclination, a very small one, very small. But when something shines to us saying that it's worthwhile for us to give up on the evil inclination in order to advance, this is how we advance. Later on, along with that, the evil inclination grows. And then it's required forces from the connection between us, from the Arvut, and advance that way. Later on, well, in short, each time along the way, we have a different kind, and we, according to that, and we will also find that in the writings of Rabash and Bala Sulam, it's mostly Rabash, how much these writings, we will see how they will help us. So that actually, it's what kind of connection between us can help us in each and every case? How much we must not forget that the friend next to me is actually the only support that I have in life. And in this way, we will advance.
А можно уточнить? Вот я услышал, что злое начало — это получение ради отдачи. Вот как-то вот это...
I'd like to clarify. I heard that the evil inclination is to receive in order to bestow.
The will to receive, but we can work with the will to receive above the will to receive, which is called to bestow, in order to bestow. And it's possible to receive in the will to receive itself, to fill it even with the upper light, which is called to receive in order to bestow. That's it. If I work with the will to receive only with the coarseness of a root and one, and let's say half of two, then I work with it in bestowing in order to bestow. I still don't feel that I can enjoy true reception. And therefore, in that, I can be connected with others to receive from one side and pass it on to the other side, and so on. But if I already work with my coarseness, with my greater ego, with the coarseness of 3 and 4, then I can no longer pass it to the other. So there is a more advanced method where I have to receive in order to bestow. And this is truly true, complete bestowal, where my will to receive also becomes the bestower. We need to read more these articles, the short ones, the long ones, it doesn't matter, and more and more and more. Over a few years, you will attain this whole wisdom in actuality.
Question from a friend. How to build a solid foundation?
I can't hear you well. Again?
Again, question from a friend. How to build a solid foundation for the structure?
This is what you build in the relations between you in the group. Right now, you're actually building the foundations of your spiritual structure. As much as you understand it, only in the connection between you, you can build this building, this structure. Therefore, strengthening the connection between the friends, according to what we read in the articles, this is actually the construction of the building of Adam HaRishon. You're beginning that now on your side. And this is how it is with each and every 10 of ours. It builds its part. And later on, we will work on connecting between the tents. We will receive the plan of work from the Creator.
sent in the study material. You can find it in kabbalahmedia.info or in the study materials tab, Article 124 from Rabash to serve me.
Go ahead and read, please.
The whole world was created only to serve me.
This is what is written.
According to the interpretation of Bala Sulam, it means that all the faults that a person sees in others, and he believes that they are his, therefore, he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him with his faults, and he does not need to look by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor by providing him with his flaws.
And when he corrects in this way his sight, his perception of the world, where he no longer sees any flaws, then he discovers that the whole world is only full with the upper force. Okay, it's clear. Okay, I will read it now. To serve me. It is written, the whole world was created only to serve me. Meaning, in order to help me. In what? According to the interpretation of Bala Sulam, it means that all the faults that a person sees in others believes that they are his. Therefore, he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him, by showing all kinds of faults that he sees in them, but he accepts them as his faults, by providing him with his faults. And he does not need to look by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor. By in what? By providing him with his faults. Meaning, I look at the world that is still vegetative, animate, and speaking everywhere, and especially between people where I see faults, these are my faults. If I were complete, I wouldn't see any world except for the Creator's bestowal to the world. Meaning the Shekhinah, the revelation of the Shekhinah. And as it is, I see all kinds of Shekhinah. And this is all only because I am in an ugly, corrupted state.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что здесь имеется в виду под недостатком, который я вижу в товарище?
What does it mean?
Anything I see and I don't like. Anything I see and I dislike. Not according to my view or not compatible with my desire. That means that my desire is wrong, that my view is wrong. In short, that I'm wrong. That if I would be whole, I would not see anything in the world besides the appearance of the upper force through everyone, upon all of us, fulfilling everyone, orchestrating everyone, and there's none else besides him.
So it turns out that the correction of the faults that I see, it's not that I will love it. It's not that I didn't love it and it's been corrected, but it's the Shekhinah or...
It's the same thing. You have to correct yourself in such a way that you'll see that you're inside the divinity and it fulfills you and governs you. We have to become corrected in order to see the Creator, the upper force, everywhere.
И для этого дается мне вот эти недостатки, которые я вижу в
for this purpose I was given, these are faults.
All of the faults that you see in everyone else in the world, in the still, vegetated, animate, human, you feel all of that in order to correct your attitude towards them, towards everyone. So in that sense, everything was created for you. And you were created to correct yourself and thus see the whole world as the appearance of the upper form.
Да. Скажите, здесь написано,
что я вижу во всех других. Says here that the fault that I see in others, in order for me to be able to correct this this fault that I see in others, I somehow need to attribute this fault to myself. How do we do it correctly?
Work in a simple way. What you don't think of as good or nice, that means you're seeing flaws in the world instead of seeing the Shekhinah. So you don't need to turn anything around, just in a direct way. Wherever I see bad things, that implies that I'm broken.
But all the troubles in the world occur because people are trying to correct their AC.
So if those people would not see the bad and would not try to correct the bad, then the world would be as it was. And when they come to correct the bad, so to speak, they bring about great suffering on the one hand, and on the other hand, the suffering they bring about to each other advance them towards corrections. And ultimately, they'll come to a point where they don't need to do anything in the world besides the good connection between people will reorganize everything.
This means that if we say that a person sees only projections, so that the faults are a result of those projections, so these forms of the faults, they have a certain root, and we need to correct the projections or the root.
We only have to correct ourselves, nothing outside ourselves. We need to work with people outside ourselves because we live in a physical world. But spiritually speaking, we have to correct only our perception that we see the world in a form that appears to us as broken, but in fact we are broken. None of us would see any flaw in the world if we had no flaws within us. One judges through his own flaws.
Но исправить восприятие — это же не значит устранить проблему.
But to correct the perception, it's not to correct the problem or the root of the problem. So,
if I correct myself to the point that I don't see a flaw, that means I'm corrected. And if we do so, then we correct ourselves, and then we feel that the whole flaw is in our perception of reality and not reality itself, which is the Creator. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот если в десятке раскрывается какой-то изъян, и нам...
If in the 10 some flaw appears, so what should we say? That we're not corrected, this is why we see the flaw, but the flaw exists. Let's say one friend says we need to pray, the other one says we don't need to do anything, the third one talks in terms of all kinds of objects, but the flaw remains.
I don't understand you guys. You're studying for many years, and you don't understand that reality is what you portray to yourselves inside of you, and you think that reality is the way it is, just reality outside. There's no such thing. What's real outside of man is only the Creator, the upper force. And so we only have to engage with Him. That is, if you want to embrace the Kabbalist's perception and not some philosophers, politicians, or whoever. Think about it.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, если человек вместо шхины видит изъян, о чем он должен просить Творца?
If a person, instead of seeing the Shekhinah, he sees faults, flaws,
he has to understand that all that he sees is his own flaw, not in anyone else. So if he corrects himself, he doesn't see these flaws on the outside. Doesn't. Of course, we're talking about the final correction here, but ultimately, that's the truth.
So, I need to ask that the Creator will correct me?
You have to ask the Creator to correct you in a way that you will see the truth, and the truth is that the upper force dwells in the world and there's none else besides him.
But this is the most difficult because usually I see that it's not me, it's something outside of me.
Certainly not simple. It's not simple, but you have to ask the Creator to correct your vessels of perception, and then you'll see that the whole world is the Shekhinah that is present and fulfills you.
But this is not always clear enough.
I agree, it's difficult. I agree, it's nearly impossible. But the more we portray these things to ourselves, the closer we get to the truth.
This means feel that it's mine. I have to constantly think about it and depict it. And
preferably, yes, that is.
Thank you, Ross. A question is about the verse where it says, he believes that they are his, therefore he has what to correct. So, if he believes that the faults are his, what does he do to correct them?
אנחנו רואים את המציאות דרך.
We see reality through four phases of our will to receive. Therefore, we're not seeing the true reality, which is the upper light. But we're seeing how our broken will to receive clothes that upper light. And as the upper light passes through the will to receive, we somewhat feel it this way, that way, through the flaws, the brokenness of the will to receive that it passed through. So, the general correction is love thy friend as thyself. That if you relate to others as yourself, then you neutralize your ego, and your will to receive becomes neutralized, transparent, corrected. That's what it's about. So stop dreaming and start working. Connection. Start somewhat to work on true connection, and then you'll see how it changes all of your reality. Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, being aware of the lack of connection between us, and being happy in this lack. How will we succeed at this? Where is the fuel?
Start connecting between you in tens or groups of five, doesn't matter, but make connections between you and start seeing how by this change for the better towards connection, you will begin to feel getting closer to the Creator. Better understanding, better feeling Him, you'll see. Just make efforts and exercises in that. Haifa 3.
Sometimes you see that makes you so angry that you forget about the Creator, you forget about the friends, and you seemingly fall. Can we avoid it or shorten these periods of time?
I understand you don't want to suffer, on the one hand. But on the other hand, you should see what's more important, to attain something or to remain calm and not attain anything. Any achievement, any endeavor, any work, any benefit that is requires investment. So do the calculation. If you and your friends gradually build a system of connection between you, you will then begin to feel how that system eases everyone's work. And you don't need to put in a lot of power, but just together, somewhat come closer to each other, and you'll already feel how much you understand better, feel better, get closer from that point where you were distant and you made a little bit of a step closer. You'll see how you understand more and feel more, and that's how you'll begin to attain spirituality. And only there, from the depths I've called upon you, meaning specifically from those places of disconnect and separation, you ask for connection, and then, and thus you attain it. Belarus.
Значит ли, что если что в первую очередь я должен работать с теми недостатками, которые Творец показывает?
Does it mean that first of all I need to work with those flaws that the Creator is presenting to me in the ten?
Certainly, yes. Where else you want to work? Only where you have problems that you haven't sealed 100% your connection with the friends, that you, where your hearts are still not connected as one. But you're sensitive to something else. So some people are very sensitive, that's what he writes, very sensitive to the ego, to their ego or someone else's ego. That's the question. That's a question. Right? When I look at others, I immediately sense how they use their ego in various directions, how much their ego really governs them, turns them around. And with myself, I don't feel that. So there's different levels of ego, yeah.
So more developed means more sensitive to the other?
It's not a correct definition, more sensitive to others. Sensitive to others in what sense?
That he manages to understand his motives, why he's doing what he's doing.
More developed means that he better distinguishes in each and every action, both inside of him and around him, that all these actions come from within the ego. His ego, others' egos, in short, that all of nature is egoistic, and it shows itself to us from within.
Morning. He says, no, that the recognition of evil in him, that working in the commandments will refine you. What do you mean through the commandments I can get to know the evil in me?
Mitzvot means that you're trying to be good towards others. Love their friend as thyself. That's the primary commandment that includes all corrections inside of it. So the more you increase love thy friend as thyself, by that you become purer, more refined, more sensitive to various forms of bestowal, and thus you also begin to distinguish these things in other people or in generally in the world. And then you come to what's called recognition of evil, that you better and better understand, recognize your ego, your own evil.
What is the essence of the action in the ten?
Connection.
Can I see I can succeed? This is recognition of evil?
Yes. If you connect with the friends, then together you will begin to reveal the upper force and work with it practically until the final correction.
Let me get it. In the 10, I try to see how the friend is nice and good and play cutesy, and it's not... The friend is good and the 10 is nice. What is the work here?
Try to relate this way to each other.
So how do I recognize the evil through that?
Don't worry. The evil will show itself. The bad will unfold. You don't need to worry about that. You just need to be drawn to the good. To the good, complete, whole connection between everyone, so that they're like a circle.
And then the evil will be revealed between us?
The evil will certainly appear as you connect stronger and stronger, to the point that the Creator becomes revealed. You have to pressure yourselves so much so that you can to connect to each other, so that you feel within how the Creator is concealed and gradually becomes revealed.
Meaning, until I find the evil between us, we can't advance.
No, you aren't advancing towards revelation of the Creator, which is our goal.
Thank you. Can I ask?
Yes.
If I see that a friend or the ten has something against me, how do I scrutinize if this is something corporeal or spiritual? How do I resolve it?
Tell everybody quietly. Don't voice it out loud. Tell yourself that whatever is revealed towards you comes from the Creator, and you are telling him, thank you very much, that in such a way he is showing you their friend's relation towards you, and by that you can come closer to him. Because nothing is revealed to a person that doesn't help him advance towards an encounter with the Creator. Saying, can you open your mouth?
Saying, it's easier for me to recognize the ego on the friends, but not on my own, on myself. I'm asking if I can take the ego as something absolute that belongs to everyone, and that's it.
No. You have to see how you relate to a friend. Check it, scrutinize it, sort it out, and then correct it. And if not, so pray to the Creator to help you see it.
And how to correctly relate to the friend's ego? As I recognize the ego in the friend.
That's nice. That's called that the Creator is showing you your ego.
So it's mine.
Correct. Even though you're calling it the friend's ego, he who flaws does it in his own flaws.
Okay, so it's mine. Thank you.
One according to his degree.
But he says that through the work for the Creator, that recognition develops in us without any prior suffering or ruin.
Yes, if we acknowledge that our problem is our ego, and that we can correct it only with the help of the upper light, then we have only one issue, how to draw the upper light to work.
Exactly.
Where do we read that?
It says, we have time, for he operates according to our own volition, thus enabling us to increase our work and hasten time as we please.
So what's the problem? Obviously, either the Creator bestows on us, influences us, and we'll run and do what we need to, or we ourselves, gradually, without His pressure, but as much as we can come close to Him according to our efforts, we'll get an addition of the upper light every time and perform what we need to do. Either way, you will reach Gemar Tikkun, the end of corrections, but you just have an opportunity to speed it up or walk the path of suffering, that there is such a state in that path that God forbid to go in that path. That's not worth it. That's why Kabbalists are writing what they do. That the path of Torah, the path of the light, the good path, the path of correction is good in the eyes of man and in the eyes of the Creator. Sniv, next.
Religion is not for the sake of people, but for the sake of the worker.
Yes.
Many are mistaken and compare our holy Torah to ethics. But this has come to them because they have never tasted religion in their lives. And I call upon them, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Meaning, no, bad for bad on you, don't do that. That's the ethics.
It is true that ethics and religion both aim at the same thing, which is to raise men above the filth of the narrow self-love and bring him to the apex of love of others. But still, they are as far from the other, one from the other, as the distance between the thought of creation and the thought of people. For religion extends from the thoughts of the Creator, and ethics come from thoughts of flesh and blood, and from their life's experiences. Hence, there is an evident difference between them, both in practical aspects and in the final aim. One, for the recognition of good and evil that develops in us through ethics as we use it is relative to the success of the society. Two, with religion, however, the recognition of good and evil that develops in us as we use it is relative to the Creator alone, meaning from the disparity of form from the Maker to equivalence of form with Him, which is called adhesion, as clarified in Matan Torah.
Meaning, it's very different. Either we have an attitude towards society, people, and so on, or we have an attitude towards our source, the Creator. That's the difference. Yeah?
They're also completely removed from one another regarding the goal.
It's in here.
Я должен ощутить наслаждение Творца, когда я открыл в себе изъян.
Do I need to feel the pleasure from the Creator when I reveal the flaw or after correcting the flaw?
Both. Also, revelation of the flaws also happens by the upper light shining on those flaws. That's why you have to be happy that the Creator is helping you and showing you your flaws, that also by this you're already working together.
Can
you explain the third paragraph from the end? Now he's been explained.
This, we see that the purpose of relation is only for the person working in it, and not for serving the creations. Although all his deeds are for the creation, that is only to be a conduit for the purpose of equivalence of form with his maker.
It's not clear. It sounds egoistic that in the end, on the one hand, they tell us love your friend as yourself is the only way, but here he says that the purpose of religion, of Kabbalah, is not to serve the people and help them. It's only a means.
Yeah.
It's not clear. I remember that you said that it seems to me that the 10 is only a means, and at some one point I'll get to the Creator and I can throw away the friends.
Who told you that?
I remember that you said that sometimes a person feels like he needs the friends, the 10s, is something temporary to reach the Creator. And here it says that it's using it as a conduit, as a means to reach the goal.
Because the goal isn't that I'm throwing the means away. It's that what is the goal? That I'm not exchanging the goal. The goal is to reach a state that I am serving the Creator in an unconditional way that doesn't depend on me at all. It's all above me.
But from the perspective of the feeling, we say that you don't have a feeling of the Creator, and that's why you have to work towards the friends.
I don't understand you. Of course, we need to work one towards the other in order through that, because the Creator is hidden behind everyone. So after that, we discover that it's all actual work with the Creator, and we reach adhesion with Him. And in the adhesion with Him, we attain the final goal.
How is this expressed to run a society that exists for the sake of the Creator? What's the expression of it?
That each and every one makes sure the friends are adhered between them as much as possible until the Creator is revealed between them and all the Neran Chai.
To bring the Creator into an action in society that He will manage, He will do. Only to think about it, that it's all for His own sake, it's this thought that activates Him?
Well, not only work in that way, you'll work in it practically. With the screen, coarseness, direct light, reflected light, all these things, the records and so on, you work with it. in a practical way. You understand how many details you have there? And this is all in order to scrutinize your relationships from the inner part of your nature, which is the ego, into the inner part of the Creator, which is the upper light. It is bestowing the Niranchai until you connect together and discover one another and connect together. And then that final point will be called the end of correction.
Another point he emphasizes is for the sake of the Creator means not to receive a reward.
Yeah.
What's the connection there?
In order to bestow is not getting a reward.
And that becomes for the sake of the Creator?
Yeah, because who's working? It's your ego working in front of the Creator. That's why not getting a reward for your ego means to entirely bestow to the Creator.
Thank you.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что вообще такое кетер?
What is Keter?
Keter is the crown. Crown on the head. Meaning is the upper one, and it shines to the whole partsuf from above. In this Keter, you also have connection with what's above the partsuf. The partsuf itself, whoever's in it, the Malchut itself cannot attain the Keter. There's something concealed in it because it's connected to something above it. So the work of the created being, the work of Malchut, cannot attain what's above it. What it attains is only the part of the Keter that bestows to her, that is facing her.
Утро, товарищи. Раф, скажите, пожалуйста, а вот эту вот черную точку в сердце можно считать как вот этот исходный материал первозданный?
That black point in the heart, can you relate it as the initial matter?
Yes, it's the will to receive, but the point in the heart is not the pure will to receive. Rather, it's the will to receive that has undergone shattering, felt itself opposite from the light, from the Creator, and that's why it's called a black point.
Again, number three. Ein Sof is called nothing. Following it, Keter, is called Tohu. And following it, Bohu, which consists of four rudiments. Number three. The thing is that Ein Sof is called nothing because there is no perception of it. It has no substance and no form. After that comes Tohu, which is the Keter. And after that, Bohu, which consists of four rudiments, Chub. Number five in relate explains that Tohu is the Keter, meaning in the medium between the Creator and the emanated being, because it contains the roots of the four forms of the emanated being in potential, but not in actual fact.
Meaning all of it is included. And talk about and not more.
Why does he say that Ein Sof is called nothing?
For several reasons. First of all, it's called nothing because other than that, we don't attain anything. Everything is inside of it. It is called nothing because our attainment in it is limited to it, and we cannot attain anything outside of that. And there are a few other definitions. It's also when we attain something, we don't attain the thing itself. rather the discernments that come out of it, the main thing is to understand that everything comes from the Creator. Where is the will to receive that's coming from the Creator? What's the boundary up to which we can approach the Creator and attain the Creator? This is the question. And that's why when we talk about it, it's a little airy, abstract.
So can we explain? He says there's nothing, to and bo. What are those 3 degrees?
Zero, nothing, is the closest to the Creator, and to and bo are the two parts in the Keter. He explains it, I think, in part 13 in this. We can go to the definitions and read there as well, and there also receive the reference.
Number 4, the words of the Ari. Title. Tohu contains 4 rudiments of the emanated being, potentially and not actually. Number 4. Explanation. It is necessary to have a median degree between the emanator and the emanated being, for the distance between them is as between heaven and earth. How can one shine in the other, and how can create the other when they are two ends, when there are two ends, if there is no median between them and connects them? And be a phase that is close to the emanator and close to the emanated being. This phase is Keter, called Tohu, for it contains no rudiment, and it is therefore not implied in the name Havaya at all, only in the tip of the Yud. However, it is a medium between Keter, is like the prior substance called primordial, containing the roots of all 4 rudiments in potential, but not in practice. It is called Tohu because it perplexes humans' thoughts. And they say that we see that it is formless, yet we see that it is an emanated being and has the pro.
You're not asking.
The question is, it seems we have to reach that moment.
We need to attain these things. And how to attain them? They describe it in their articles. That's it. How can we do it? By connecting in the group, the efforts that we make towards the Creator, toward bestowal.
Yekaterinburg 2 is asking, Keter is the medium between created being and creator. So when we speak of the Keter of reflected light, when Malchut becomes Keter, how does that work out?
Keter is that which we build between us and the Creator, and it has reflected light and direct light, and both of them combine, connect, and create this concept called Keter. Through that, we bestow to the Creator, and through that, we receive.
Can I ask things that aren't about tests?
Yes.
Mach 39, in order to correct a certain egoistic quality in me, is it enough to acknowledge the evil, or should I do another action?
Other than recognition of evil, we don't need anything. Recognition of evil later brings us to the good.
Is me and my ego the same thing?
Yes. Other than the ego, you have nothing in you.
Mark 39.
About the flaws, to see the flaws. Is that relationships in the 10 or the material world on the outside?
No, we're not speaking of the corporeal world outside. There's nothing to talk about it. It's all inanimate. We only talk about the relationships in...
Yes, what she means, Rav, is what do I do with being evil if you say that we need to only correct the relationships between us? So do I touch myself or not? What gives me that I'm evil? What does that give me?
It gives you a certain measure that you have to correct. You have to turn this evil into good. With all your heart, meaning with everything, when you discover yourself as evil, right now try to turn this evil into good.
Women, Hebrew 6. Can a person be sensitive to his own ego than the other's ego? And how to do that?
He needs only to look at himself and to try to in all egoistic forms.
Moscow 19. Where do we get forces to break through the barriers between us?
From reading the Kabbalistic text, and from the fact that through the studies we awaken the reforming light. So we receive an awakening, a stimulation, when we read the Kabbalistic material, and stimulation. Because we also study during the lesson, we look at one another, try to look at one another in order to scrutinize only the good things. God forbid anything bad. Criticize yourselves not to see evil in the friend. Then you'll see how helpful. Last question.
Women Hebrew, how can we, Bnei Baruch, promise the world the path of the Torah?
By reaching the end of correction by ourselves. We're attracted to the end of correction, and from there we shine to everyone the same path, the same connection. I wish to thank women. I see you filling the entire big screen I have before me. And I wish you all the best. I truly hope that in our spiritual work we will try to mitigate the development of this world. Everything that's revealed because of the ego. All over the world, the world is going down, deteriorating, as it's revealing its ego more and more. So let's hope that we hold it so it doesn't fall completely, this world, humanity. And hopefully they won't start global wars and other such events. Let us ask, together with our correction, that this correction will be for the sake of correcting the entire world. That it will be good to everyone. So, good luck to you.